శంకరం శంకరాచార్యం కేశవం బాదరాయణం సూత్రభాష కృతం వందే భగవంతో పునఃపునః అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతం వందే గురు పరంపర. దేర్ ఆర్ సర్టన్ ఇంటర్లూడ్స్ ఇంటర్మిషన్స్ విచ్ ఆర్ అన్ ఇంపరేటివ్ నెసెసిటీ టు ఎన్ అదర్వైజ్ ఎ రివర్ ఎ గ్యాంజెస్ ఇస్ ఫ్లోస్ విచ్ ఎవ్రీవన్ ఇస్ ఈగర్ టు టేక్. దీస్ ఆర్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద సివిలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫంక్షన్స్ దట్ వీ హోల్డ్ దట్ వీ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ నెససరీ ఫర్ ద ఆర్గనైజర్స్ to come and interject interlude into this divine discourse that the Swamiji has been giving all through this period. My dear friends, everything that begins has to demise. Every creation has to end. There is no exception to this rule. And so too is this divine discourse, this spiritual enlightenment that has this torrential rain of blessings through this anugraha that has come through his discourses also have to come to an end today. Today is in fact the valedictory day. Who in this audience would disagree with me if I were to say that each one of us would like the Swamiji to continue as long as he can, as much as he can, if not, at least for some more time. But then the spiritual sojourn of the Swamiji is not the exclusive monopoly of Mumbaikars, not even that of this audience who are present in this auditorium. There are countless number of people all over the globe who earn for a darshan, who seek his benediction and blessings through the divine interpretations that he gives to the shastras and the scriptures. That journey has to continue. And therefore, this series of talks should also come to an end. The fourfold object of birth is dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Over these 3 days, the Swamiji had dwelt at length as to what is dharma. It is this kavacha, it is this protection that is given to us. It is the order that is necessary in this universe for all of us to live. Acquisition of wealth over the period of living, desires being gotten, and emancipation are part of this fourfold objects of human living. It is this emancipation which is supreme and that is very difficult to obtain except through realization of the self. And this realization of the self cannot come except through a margadarshi, a pathfinder or a guru as we call. Over these days the Swamiji spoke about the country itself, how blessed it is. And of those various paramparas and practices which are very unique to this culture and to that of this country. And in those paramparas that we have, is the parampara of the Guru itself, which is very unique to this land only. And therefore, to realize oneself, you need the assistance of a Guru. Speaking about the purpose of life, Adi Shankara says in Prashnotaratnamalika, Sasvarupanabodha, realization of oneself is the purpose of life. It is not that you and I can stand before the mirror and see ourselves. The inner self defies reflection from the mirror. It is only when you go beyond and allow all noble thoughts to penetrate into your mind. Anobhadraha kurotaha. When the Rigveda says that let noble thoughts come to us from all directions, and only when they interject and come into the mind, can divinity that is residing very deep inside us can come to surface, and then the goodness of human beings can come out. And that is precisely the job that the Swamiji has been doing over the last 6 decades. How long can the journey go on? For 80 long years, between the 20th and the 22nd of July 2011, the Yastika celebrated the Shashti of the Sadavishekam of Swamiji. I think the journey continues because the Swamiji still believes that all those who come to listen to him have still not put to practice all that has been said. To many of us, it is fine to listen to him over a year, and this year takes it, the other year leaves it before we leave the auditorium. And whenever we think we need to implement something because it is convenient for us in our way of life, we take it. But this journey will not demise unless each one of us who are beneficiaries of his benediction, who are recipients of this anugraha that he gives through this incisive interpretation of the shastras, come to accept and put them into practice. And that would be the greatest tribute that we can pay to him. Of the various paramparas this land of ours has got, Guru Dakshina is something which is very peculiar. It's not that a Western philosopher addresses the crowd that you have an entry fee which is being necessary to be paid if you have to enter into an auditorium. That culture is not seen in this land of ours. This Guru Dakshina itself is a manifestation of our Guru Bhakti. What does an Acharya who looks for two saffron cloths and a morsel of food that provides energy to him, more than that he requires nothing else in life? The Dakshina that comes from the devotees can be in various forms. It can be in the form of labor, it can be to support the movements that he espouses, it can be the financial contributions. The Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita has spoken about the art of giving. And therefore, I have to appeal to you that all that we need to do is to contribute to the causes that are very dear to him. And the greatest contribution can be to see that during his living times, all these are made solvent. All these are perpetuated during his living time. And the bhakti that we have, yasya devo parar bhakti yada devo tada guruhu tasmat katidartaya prakashante mahatmanaha. When does a man shine in life? When his devotion to the Lord is no less than the devotion to the Guru. When that devotion to the Guru comes, and it comes in any form that it comes in, then the purpose of this jnana yajna that he has been giving all through his journey of this 6 decades are worth the effort. And on an occasion like this, what is it that a sage like you would expect from us? That you uphold dharma at all times, and jatuhu kamatna bayatna lobat dharmatyajet jivita sofi, even at the cost of your life, uphold the tenets of dharma. And that is the purpose of this jnana yajna, and that's what he has been doing. Even at this ripened age, he has acceded to the request of the Sabha and come as we celebrate the Diamond Jubilee for Sabha to address all of us. The greatest contribution that we can make to him is to subserve the causes that are very dear to him. And with these words, let me bring to an end this address of mine and appeal to you all to contribute to the cause of Arshavidya Gurukulam at all times. Thank you.